From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that President-elect Donald Trump's new administration may not reject the international trade deals already in place.
The president-elect campaigned on looking at every trade policy and potentially reversing some of those policies. But once they look at how it's working, I think they'll determine that it's actually good both for the United States and our trading partners.
Mr. Obama was speaking at an event for youth in Lima, where he's attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Summit. President Obama said Trump made promises during his campaign he might not keep when he takes office in January. Trump told reporters after meeting all day with prospective cabinet members that he was impressed with everyone he talked to. One of the people Trump met with on Saturday was 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, an outspoken critic of the president-elect during this year's campaign. Afterwards, Romney said that he and Trump discussed a wide range of national issues.
We had a far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance. We discussed those areas and exchanged our views on those topics. Thorough and in-depth discussion.
Romney had been mentioned as a possible Secretary of State candidate, but no details were given. Trump met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who is considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. On Sunday, he meets with Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who was recently demoted on Trump's transition team. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to announce she will seek a fourth term as head of government when she meets other leaders of her Christian Democrats in Berlin Sunday afternoon. The 62-year-old Merkel has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the president-elect in the U.S. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. The United Nations reports a tripling of the number of displaced people over the past 2 weeks, from under 22,000 to nearly 60,000. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Laerke says those fleeing the fighting face perilous journeys.
They face risks from direct and indirect fire, explosive remnants of war, that is, unexploded ammunition lying around, and improvised explosive devices, but also possible retaliation from ISIL. And we have heard also in the past that they are at severe risk of being used as human shields.
The United Nations warns as many as 1 million people could be in great danger from crossfire, snipers, improvised explosive devices, and other risks. South Korean prosecutors said they believe President Park Geun-hye conspired with a confidant who allegedly manipulated government affairs and bullied companies into giving millions of dollars to a foundation she controlled. Park's associate was formally charged Sunday on suspicion of interfering with state affairs. Prosecutors are also preparing to question Park, which could happen in the next few days. The prosecution on Sunday also indicted two former presidential aides who allegedly conspired with Park's associate. On Saturday, police said more than 170,000 people turned out for the latest anti-Park protests in Seoul. The International Space Station gained three new residents Saturday, a Russian, a French astronaut, along with American Peggy Whitson, the oldest and most experienced woman to orbit the world. Whitson, who will celebrate her 57th birthday in February, has now become the oldest woman in space, adding to her long list of barrier-breaking records. This six-month mission should push her beyond 534 days in space, the U.S. record set in September by 58-year-old astronaut Jeffrey Williams. The three joined an American and two Russians at the orbiting lab. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.